What'd you just call me? You just call me a flagger? Is that what you just call me? Michelle, I don't even know what that is. But it sounds extremely derogatory. Hey, just messing around. What's number one from over the weekend, shall we? Hey, the song you just heard, Florida Georgia Line, BB Rexha.
I love that song.
Well, it's the number one country song in the nation this week. Meant to be on top. Knocking Jordan Davis, the new artist, the bearded fellow. Knocked him from number one to number six. Then you have Brett Eldridge at number two, Jason Aldean at three. Kane Brown's song, Heaven, at number four. And Luke Bryan at number five. Still Luke Bryan hanging around in the top five. That was like a multi-week number one hit for him. Most people are good. Hey, the fastest rising country song on the chart this week, which was just released on Friday, it's that new Sugarland song, which features Taylor Swift. It's called Babe. And you guys will hear that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Little tease right there, just in case you weren't aware. Also, digitally, if you want to take a look at that, Babe from T-Squeeze and Sugarland.
T-Squeeze.
It's the number one trending song on the digital charts right now. And Jason Aldean's album, Rearview Town, is number one in terms of albums. Brothers Osborne is up there, too, on the digital albums chart. Movies now. That film, A Quiet Place, which debuted at number one, then spent a week at number two, is now back at number one. Brought in $22 million over the weekend. It's total gross in 3 weeks. Get this, $132 million. Their budget, $17
million. My gosh.
So they've made quite a nice return on everything so far. Rampage with The Rock and Some Gorilla is at number two this week.
Mary went to go see that this weekend.
Rampage, did she?
She did.
I'm going to have to ask her what she thought of Dwayne The Rock Johnson and The Gorilla, of course. Anyway, that's the number two film this week. I Feel Pretty, the Amy Schumer film.
How did you?
It didn't do so well. Number three this week. $16 million it brought in. So it still has a couple weeks to maybe recoup some of its earnings. Super Troopers 2 debuted at number 4, then Truth or Dare at number 5. Those are the box office numbers. Once again, it's What's Number 1, brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner, right there in Uhrichsville. Hey, you hear Vern Troyer died?
I saw that.
Mini-me.
He was only like 49, I think.
49 years old.
Played, did they say what happened?
No, it was, I think, just because of his disease, right?
What was
achondroplasia, where it
it
basically keeps people from getting any taller than 3 feet.
Aww.
Remember the show Jackass on MTV?
Yes.
The Wee Man?
Mm-hmm.
He also had that.
Did he die?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he's dead or not, but he has or had the same disease. But of course, Vern Troyer played Mini-Me, the sidekick to Dr. Evil. In the Austin Powers films. Yeah, 49 years old.
So sad.
Remember Kid Rock's sidekick, Joe C?
No.
Yeah.
He had a sidekick?
He had a sidekick. He died. He was...
this weekend?
No.
Oh.
Back in the day.
Sorry.
But I think he had that same disease, too. It's
I didn't know that he had a sidekick.
Achondroplasia.
Oh, okay.
It's also called dwarfism. It's kind of...
I didn't know that you
politically
could die
incorrect.
From that.
You know the wrestler Andre the Giant?
Nope.
He was a big wrestler back in the 80s. And I don't know what disease it is where you continue to grow, but he continued to grow. Dude was like, I don't know, over 7.5 feet tall.
Jeez.
Continued to grow throughout his life, and that's what led to his death. He grew so much that his bones and everything else and his organs, it couldn't support what his body was doing. So
I could use a couple 5 inches, so maybe I could.
Yeah, you know what? You are. I thought Shauna Berkey was short.
Right.
And then Michaela came along, and she was short as well. But you, my dear, you might suffer from achondroplasia.
I'm pretty little.
Dwarfism. You are a tiny little thing. But anyway, Vern Troyer, he died Saturday. No cause of death given yet. So yeah, we don't know. He fought with depression and even apparently tried to commit suicide once, too.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So had
a,
sad.
Had a rough life. Can you believe that Austin Powers, the spy who shagged me, came out in 1999?
It did?
1999.
Wow, that was almost 20 years ago.
The spy who shagged me.
Holy cow.
Anyway.
Does that make you feel old?
Extremely.
Jeez.
Extremely. Also, what's number one from over the weekend? Hey, Kate Middleton. Or should I say, it's Princess Kate, right?
Uh-huh.
She's in labor right
now. Right now.
Yeah, at a London hospital. It's going to be the third child for Prince William and Princess Kate. They were married back in 2011. Wow, third kid already. Alrighty.
I remember watching their wedding, waking up really early.
The new arrival will bump Prince Harry to sixth place in line for the throne. So this new baby will be in fifth place. How would you like that if
Poor
you're
Harry.
Harry? You just keep getting bumped down. Will you guys stop having kids bumping me down the timeline here? Of course, Harry's getting ready to... When is that when is that wedding?
Next month.
It is?
I'm so excited.
Him and Meghan Markle.
Yes.
She's got to give up like her whole life to be a royal, though.
I mean, I would do the same thing.
Would you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just to be a royal.
That would be so fun.
You have to live over there. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's totally okay with
me. It's not that bad. You could be. Could be in worse places, I guess.
Meet the queen.
Yeah.
Hang out with her.
By the way, this will be Queen Elizabeth II's sixth great-grandchild.
Wow.
Queen Elizabeth II. Yeah, her name and her face. Listen, when your face is on the money, you know you're
pretty
doing,
important.
Doing something right. You're pretty important. You could literally say, give me my money back if your face was on the money. The queen could say, give me my money. Anyway, hey, $25 to Rod's Donuts and Diner, of course. They sponsor our What's Number One segment from over the weekend, in which you just heard that titillating bit of radio right there. Hey, we'll go text line for the donut gift card today. Rod's Donuts and Diner. You can't only get donuts. Best breakfast and daily lunch specials around. I know you've been waiting for some Rod's recently, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. I've only had it once. I take that back. I've had it once.
There.
So listen, I need more in my life.
Rod's are bigger than anybody else. Should I rephrase? Rod's Donuts are bigger than anybody else's. How's that? Those glazed donuts are massive, as big as your head. But anyway, hey, $25 to Rod's. You want it? Be the lucky texter, 330-339-9399. Keyword is Rod's. R-O-D-S. Thanks to Rod's right there in Yorksville for sponsoring our What's Number One segment. Are the texters rolling in?
They're coming in.
Thanks for texting.
So fast.
And
you weren't even finished and there was already three. And now they're just coming in.
Wow, three? That is a whole bunch.
But you weren't even finished yet. And I was like, wow. And now there's like 12. They're coming in fast.
Slow down. Three all at once. Now I see 13. Oh, now 15.
But it was just so quick. I wasn't anticipating. You weren't even finished yet. I was like, dang.
If I thought What's Number One was titillating this, the text counter.
That word. Now, stop using that word.
Now we're up to 21.